Each month, this U.S. storage facility in Inglewood holds public auctions of units where tenants have fallen behind on rent or abandoned the space. Auction goers come to each event to bid on the contents of a unit, and you never know what you might find.
You know, you just want to find some treasure and kick back and enjoy the sun.
In a tough economy, people like Emmanuel Razzo turn to auctions. He used to manufacture ladies' shoes, but about a year ago, he started coming to auctions each week to help pay the bills.
Well, hopefully I can get some merchandise and make a little bit of money, a little extra money, you know, some living money is what you could want to call it. Not to mention the fact that, the economy is such that you got to find different ways to, you know, scratch up a couple of dollars.
Jason Overs is another buyer. He's a substitute teacher, but he turned to auctions out of necessity.
Economy's kind of bad right now, and I can't really get as many jobs as I used to, so.
Overs and Razzo follow a pack of about 20 buyers through the storage facility on Industrial Avenue. They file past the 6 units up for sale, take a look at the contents, and then start bidding. A buyer can purchase an entire unit and walk away with all the things inside. Overs says you can find anything from home appliances to jewelry to clothing.
It just all depends on what's in the unit, you know, like if we...
U.S. storage centers can begin putting a unit up for auction after 15 days without rent from the tenant. But Yuvia Cruz, the Los Angeles district manager for U.S. storage centers, says the process takes longer.
It takes about 2 months from start to finish.
Cruz said tenants can come pay cash for the rent they owe up until the auction. But after the auctioneer yells sold, it's too late. Then the buyer decides what to do with the merchandise.
You could put them up on eBay, Craigslist, tell a friend.
As more people scramble to find work in an economy where the unemployment rate in Los Angeles tops 11%, Razzo has seen more buyers at auctions.
You know, when I first started, it was maybe a handful of people, 5 or 6. And increasingly, it's gone up to over 100, you know, at any particular auction.
Today, the U.S. Storage Center in Inglewood made $1,260 from the auction. But auctioneer Dan Dotson says that's still not enough to cover the money they lose in rent.
Usually by the time it comes to auction, they might get back 20 cents on the dollar.
Razzo and Overs don't buy anything at today's auction, but tomorrow's another day to go out in search of treasure. This is Claire Webb, Annenberg Radio News.